just grows.
If you're a Leafs fan, I guess, or Jets, perhaps. Good morning, it's Evan Bray. Welcome to Tuesday morning on a short work week. I hope you had a great long weekend. I know it wasn't balmy. I know if you were camping, you packed a toque. I hope if you're in the field seating that you weren't stopped and you could continue. The cold weather shouldn't have stopped you, but we did see some moisture sweep through the province on the weekend. All in all, 3-day long weekend for some, and for others, you worked right through it. Nonetheless, we are back here on a Tuesday morning, and it's great to have you here. We've got a full show for you on this Back to Work Tuesday. You know, recently I sat in and I listened to a Saskatchewan leader talk about how agriculture needs to be viewed as the transformative bright spot when it comes to the economy of not just our province, but our country as well. I'm looking forward to the chat that we are going to have with Frank Hart coming up just after 9 o'clock. We saw yesterday Canada Post has officially received strike notice from the union. We went through this just before Christmas. It's like deja vu all over. In fact, many people are saying what happened leading up to Christmas drove a lot of people, predominantly companies, to find alternate routes for delivery for their mail and parcels. So people are saying this is actually hurting Canada Post more than it's helping. Does a Canada Post strike get the deal done, or does it drive a nail in the Canada Post coffin? We'll have open phone lines to hear from you later this morning as well. We're going to talk pets on the show today, pet safety and your rights as a pet owner if you're looking to rent a home. Jennifer Larry, president of the Paramedic Services Chiefs of Saskatchewan, joins us. It is Paramedic Services Week. We're going to talk a little bit about the challenges when it comes to paramedics in the province, particularly around funding, and definitely a deep appreciation for those that are providing this critical service in our communities. And we've talked about this before. It has come up numerous times. It's back in the news again, this whole tipping frustration. People are frustrated with being asked for tips. This was sparked. I saw an article in the Globe and Mail where a lady was purchasing a chair online and was given a tip option at the end of her purchase. Like how far do we extrapolate this out? What does it look, has it lost its meaning completely? I mean, remember the good old days when you tipped because the service was good and you didn't tip if the service was bad? Are we long past that? We'll open up the phone lines to hear your thoughts coming up on that as well. All right, let's get into the big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The big talker.
Well, as we get back into the swing of things, we typically would have a Monday morning coffee, ease in from the weekend, talk, reflect on the weekend. Well, Monday morning, we weren't here. Tuesday morning is here. And I thought, you know what? There's so much sports going on, especially with hockey. Riders are on the doorstep. We're under a week away from their first preseason game. Why not bring our buddy Jamie Nye on the radio? Yes, every once in a while, we got to knock him out of bed a little bit early in the morning. And we got Jamie Nye from the Green Zone joining us this morning by phone. Jamie, thanks for taking the call.
Good morning, Evan. How are you?
You're going to tell me you've been up for hours.
Well, I do have two kids to get ready for school, so I've already packed lunches and they're out the door. So yeah, a successful morning already.
That's your morning routine?
I don't know how my daughter's 13, so back about 14 years ago, yeah, you would have got me out of bed.
Well, glad to have you here, Jamie. How was your long weekend?
It was good. I celebrated my mom's 70th birthday over the weekend. One of my brothers came in, so it was a good weekend.
Good stuff. Well, and I'm sure you watched a little bit of hockey.
Yes.
So
two very important games on, and yeah, the Canada game yesterday too at the World Hockey Championship. But yeah, those the Jets and the Leafs were definitely on the television.
So at the start of the second round, I was thinking, how cool is this that we could have three Canadian teams in the conference finals this year? We're down to one. Let's start with the Jets. I mean, the Stars are a good team. That obviously was going to be a tough series. You had to know that from the start. But what did you see? What's the difference between the Jets that we saw winning the President's Cup and the Jets that we saw in the playoffs?
Well, I don't think there's that much of a difference other than the guy between the pipes. Connor Hellebuyck on the road in the playoffs. Well, the Jets on the road in the playoffs, they can't win. They've lost 10 straight road games in the playoffs dating back to the game one. I think it was against Vegas in 2023. They won that one and then haven't won since on the road in the playoffs. And yeah, it's nearly impossible to pull off any success on the road unless you have a thorough homer series, kind of like they got in the first round. And
right.
That's an issue. I don't know. I think there's just that extra push, that extra player the Winnipeg Jets need in the playoffs. And Kevin Cheveldayoff, the Saskatchewan general manager of the Jets, is a very patient individual, and he's kind of hesitant to try to hit a home run at the trade deadline. But, you know, look what the Dallas Stars did. They got Mikko Rantanen, and he was and is outstanding going into the series against the Edmonton Oilers. So it's like they're missing that one extra intangible. But, of course, on Saturday, they gave it their all, and Mark Scheifele is, I think, a hero to many, the way he was able to persevere after the tragic death of his father on Friday night.
Do we know what happened, Jamie?
I did hear that Mark's dad was diagnosed with something. They did not anticipate that it was that they thought he had a lot more time, is how the report I heard saw it. So whether it was complications to that or you know, naturally something happened, but yeah. It was, yeah, to watch him play, but to watch him in the penalty box and that overtime winning goal
was
absolutely gutting.
Yeah. Lowry quick to get over to the box to try and console him afterwards, but there was a lot of emotion because they were a team in my mind that easily could have won that game. They played well through the game, and that's a heartbreaking loss for sure.
Yes, it is. So the Winnipeg Jets will, you know, Connor Hellebuck, I said he's a Hart Trophy guy because he's the MVP. If without him, look what you get. Without Connor Hellebuck's performances on the road, the Jets are an average team, and they need their goalie to be better, and they need to be better on the road in the playoffs. They get, you know, one win in Dallas, and it's a different story.
Jamie Nye is my guest, of course. Host of the Green Zone every weekday afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. Okay, the Leafs. I've got a couple of, I've got a handful of buddies that are very big, diehard Leaf fans. I texted them immediately after that loss on Sunday night. They literally were sliding into it like, you know what? This is the Leafs. None of them were throwing hats, you know, stomping around their house or the bar or wherever they were. They all had this attitude, yeah, this is the Leafs and this is what they do. What is it with this team, Jamie?
It is a complete lack of leadership. That's what it is.
On the ice or off?
Well, it's a combination, right? I don't think it's a lack of leadership from Craig Berube, the head coach. I think it's a lack of leadership from Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, lesser so William Nylander, like the guys with the letters on their jerseys, Tavares, Riley, Matthews, Marner, they need more. And to have Austin Matthews come out and say, you know, we had too many passengers tonight. Well, look at yourself in the mirror. Like, Austin Matthews got one goal in the last four games against the Florida Panthers. That's not good enough from the captain and the 50-goal scorer in the playoffs. Is he dealing with something? I always go, everybody's dealing with something in the playoffs, right? They're all banged up. And it's finding that extra level that I don't think the Leafs find. They took on Ottawa. Let's consider, they took on Ottawa. They took on a team that has never been in the playoffs before and gave them a challenge. Like, the Ottawa Senators gave them a challenge. Yes, it went to six, but there is a lot of close games there where when they take on a Florida, yes, it was a game seven yet again, but in a game seven to lose 6-1 see the coach say it's between the ears, that is a complete lack of the hardened leadership. Look at Draisaitl and McDavid and how ticked off they are after a game one loss or a game two loss. I don't see that from Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. They're way too concerned about what the media is asking them and how hard it is to be a Toronto Maple Leaf than they actually, you know, are, like McDavid and Draisaitl, who don't care where they're playing. They just want to win a Stanley Cup.
Right. Jamie Nye, host of The Green Zone here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Craig Berube, I think, was a great acquisition as a coach. I have a lot of faith in him. I like his style. How much do you think he will play into off-season decisions about what they do with players? Marner, of course, one of the ones that a lot of people are looking at.
Well, absolutely. It's got to be Craig Berube. I don't know how much Brendan Shanahan has left as the president. And then above him is Brad Treliving as the general manager. We'll see what, but if I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs and I'm Keith Pelley, who's now running, you know, the MLSE or what used to be MLSE, you go to Craig Berube and you want to know what he's seeing in that locker room. Why was it a 2-6-1 losses in crucial home games in the playoffs? And yeah, I would rely solely on Craig Berube to give a good assessment on which guys are showing up. Who are the guys who actually are going to be able to push through and take the Leafs to the level that a lot of people think they can get with the talent they have. Mm-hmm. But I think this is going to be a big offseason of change with, you know, Marner and Tavares' contracts leaving. And then, well, I like the speculation that how nice Brad Marchand was talking about the Leafs, that there are some people who are like, do you think the Leafs would take a run at Brad Marchand this offseason? And I think that would be hilarious. But
he was part of five game sevens where the Leafs weren't successful. So
if you can't beat him, bring him in, I guess.
Maybe. Jamie, just as we're getting close to wrapping up here, let's talk about now going forward. The Oilers, the only Canadian team left in the Western or in the Stanley Cup playoffs there, of course, in the Western Conference Final. I'm curious, do you look at this and say, okay, there's four teams left. The Oilers have a 25% chance. Is their chance 25% or is it higher?
Oh, against the Dallas Stars, I think this is the Stanley Cup final. I think the winner of this series wins the cup. So, and I think it's a coin toss on who wins this series. So what would that be? I guess I'm giving them a 50% chance because I'm saying the winner of this series wins the Stanley Cup. So, and I look at the big intangible will be goaltending.
Right.
I think both teams can put the puck in the net, but it's, which do the Oilers in Stuart Skinner or if Calvin Picard gets healthy, do they have the goaltender like Jake Oettinger can definitely be as the goalie who makes that stop? Oettinger was great in the last couple of games against the Winnipeg Jets. So I can't wait to see how this plays out because we know the firepower the Oilers come with that sometimes it doesn't matter who you have in net. They're going to get away by. So
if
I think this is going to be an outstanding series. I hope it goes seven games because I think the winner of this one takes home the cup.
Yeah. If we look at, I mean, they played the Stars last year. The Oilers played the Stars last year and obviously won. Did the Stars make more changes, particularly with Rantanen, than the Oilers made? Because I guess the question is, are these the same two teams that faced off last year, or have things, has the dynamic changed a bit?
They aren't the same two teams. Mikko Rantanen is a huge addition, of course. Logan Stankoven is a good young player, but they throw in Mikko Rantanen in that trade from Carolina through Colorado. That's a huge addition. And Thomas Harley on the blue line for the Dallas Stars, he was around last year, good defenseman, but he took another jump this year. He was on, you know, he was that late call-up for the Four Nations face-off for Team Canada.
Right.
I see the development of that blue line has gotten better, similar rosters than last year. But I think this is a stronger Dallas Stars team than the one the Oilers beat in the six last year.
So maybe seven, maybe stronger and force them to seven, or we'll see. Jamie, always appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the rest of your morning. We'll see you in here a little bit later today.
Yeah, right on, Evan.
Jamie and I, host of The Green Zone, and you'll be able to catch them. We didn't even get into Rider talk. We talked hockey nonstop, but the Riders with their first game coming up this weekend. In fact, Green and White prognostications back on Friday as well here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.